Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planning another business trip soon? When you fly Emirates, you can really make the most of your journey. Emirates offers a luxurious chauffeur-driven transfer from your door to and from the airport. You'll have access to the Emirates Lounge, where you can enjoy a drink, explore an international menu, or even take a shower. And on your flight, you can enjoy all the comforts of Emirates' world-class service. Get more from your business trips with Emirates. Book now on Emirates.com.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's EV News briefly for Sunday, 22nd of October. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters get those shows first and ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. The EU sees a boom in EV sales, and diesels continue to die. It used to be over 50% of the new car market just a few short years ago in Europe, and now they've swapped places. Diesels, 12%. EVs, full electrics at 15%. Volkswagen is ending the sale of combustion cars in Norway at the end of this year, 75 years after VW entered the Norwegian market, and 10 years to the month after they sold their first full electric car in Norway. The Audi's A4 will go fully electric in 2025. It'll be based on the Q6 technology. That's the one that comes next year on the platform between Audi and Porsche. So 800 volt architecture, 270 kilowatts fast charging. Wow, those electrons coming in, gobble, gobble. And, you know, you're adding like 150 miles of range in 10 minutes at that stage. So the A4 will be a hugely, hugely important moment, a famous name for Audi. And it goes all electric. The Chevy Blazer gets some updates on its pricing and power. They killed off the 1LT trim, so the 2LT is the base spec now. Still haven't got a final price on the base spec, but we do know that the power starts at 288 horsepower for the all-wheel drive version, up to 557 horsepower for the SS versions. They say that the Equinox will fill the gap where the base Blazer used to sit. Lucid will unveil the Gravity. That's their SUV, November 16th, LA Auto Show. And we'll see what Lucid are doing with their SUV. I think it will be the Air on jacks, if you like. I think there's going to be a strong family resemblance there. And they'll use, I would think, the same batteries and powertrains. Stellantis is targeting 4 electrified pickups for the United States in upcoming years. Ram Rev, we know about, Ram 1500 Rev. They keep talking about hydrogen range extenders and things at Stellantis. Now, they got to let that go now because no one's building out that refilling network that fleets would want to see. And so that'll probably go away. A range extender, though, a plug-in hybrid, I could see that happening. And electrified vans are also important to Stellantis in the US, probably under the Ram name as well. Hey, well done, Tesla. They hit 1 million sales of EVs in Europe. 14 years ago, they delivered the original Roadster. And now they import the Model 3 from China. They make the Model Y in Germany. They import the S and the X from California. And they've just sold 1 million vehicles, the millionth vehicle in Europe. Now, Tesla have sold, there's about 5 million vehicles sold, isn't it? And so it's about a fifth of their sales are here in the EU. I think I'm right with saying that. The Cybertruck, a few more details on that. VIN decoder shows that the two powertrain options, the letter D in the VIN stands for dual motor. The letter E in the VIN is for triple motor. No surprise, no single motor on Cybertruck if it ever comes. It was announced, obviously, at launch. A lot is going to be different between the launch specs of Cybertruck and pricing than what we actually get. Mazda will unveil one EV by 2025, they say, for the Europe, the US market. Their North American CEO saying it'll be a development of an existing vehicle, a revamp of an existing model. The MX-30 was a disaster in the US. I like the look of it. It's a funky little thing, but there's 100 miles and it's really expensive for you. But if you like it and you've got the money, then why not buy it? But it wasn't a great EV. And I think Mazda fans looking out for the MX-5 Miata Tokyo Mobility Show next week, we could see an announcement. And finally, China is introducing export controls on graphite from the 1st of December. Why is that a big deal? Well, China mined 850,000 tons of the stuff last year, and they control, it's like 90% of the graphite in the world. And that's, well, 99% of the anode material in EV batteries. Watch this space. This one's going to rumble. And that's briefly.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Rocketmoney.com/cancel.